Let's see, I'm just going to point to some thing like this and ask you what you call this part of your head here.
The forehead.
Okay, and this.
Yeah.
Okay, and if I let my whiskers grow out, I'd have a
beard.
Okay. Did anybody tell you that I had a beard when they told you I was coming up here?
No.
Okay. I want to show you something. I just.
No, they didn't know about that.
Last Sunday, I cut it off, but this is what I looked like before I came up here.
Say, Lord, how much? Oh, I never would have known you. Well, you look like somebody that plays on television.
Well, it was getting kind of worrisome, so I
wanted to. Oh, I know it.
I was just going to say, I saw a man.
Right out here, Mr. is right out here next to the nursing home. He looks like a woolly bushy.
He's got the bushy.
He just looks awful. I wouldn't call him the bed of him for nobody.
Well, you know, I saw him yesterday when I was leaving, and I thought, well, he must belong to the House of David or something. I've never seen a beard that's so big.
Oh, I know it. I never had a beard.
Well, what does he do? Does he?
He works somewhere. I don't know where.
Well, I'm surprised they haven't made him cut it off. Where he
works. It's thousand dollars they haven't. They just.
Hmm.
You know, lots of the schools, they've had it up and down about their beards.
Mm-hmm. This thing that you hear through is called your what?
Ear.
Okay, and if it's on this, if it's on your right side, it's which ear?
Right ear.
Okay, and the other one is
the left ear.
Okay, and the thing that you eat with?
Is your mouth.
Okay. And the thing that your head sits on here.
That's your neck.
Okay, and inside your neck, when you eat, you swallow, and it goes down your what?
Your gullet.
Okay. And you chew with your what?
Your teeth.
Okay, and one of them would be one?
One tooth.
Okay. And your teeth are set in your what?
In your gums.
Okay. And this part of your hand is called what?
Palm.
Okay, and this is a what?
Fist.
And two of them would be?
Two fists.
Okay. And sometimes when people have rheumatism or something, it makes their what hurt?
It makes their bones hurt.
Okay.
I have arthritis. See, my fingers is all swelled up and my knees is big as that big and I've got arthritis.
My mother has arthritis.
Diabetic too.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
My mother has arthritis so bad that she's just about had to stop sewing because.
Oh, I had to quit sewing. I couldn't even pedal my machine. I oiled it up and cleaned it up, and I was gonna make some aprons. And, well, Lord, I couldn't pedal my machine to save my life. I just had to push it back.
Yeah, those old machines that you pedal, really are. They really put some work on your legs.
Yes, they sure do. And I just couldn't use it. I couldn't pedal it, and I haven't sewed a lick since.
Well, do you do any hand stitching?
Oh, yeah, that's what I do with my fingers when I'm piecing on quilts, and I crochet, too.
Well, it's good that you can do that.
Yes, it makes my fingers sore, but I just keep on.
Yeah. Arthritis and rheumatism affects you in what? The places in your bones that bend, you call those your what?
The joints.
Okay.
I've got what they call rheumatoid arthritis.
What is that?
Well, it's the kind that's kind of crippling. It's the kind of crippling
right. kind. That's right. I knew I had heard of it, but I couldn't remember what it was. This is a what?
Hand.
And two of them would be?
Two hands.
Have you ever heard any terms for a person that's left-handed?
Left-handed?
Mm-hmm. Other than just being left-handed, have you ever heard them called a southpaw or anything like that?
No, I never have. I've heard people say if he was left-handed, you know, the devil of days
were. I've never heard that.
I've heard people say that.
Well,
I'm left-handed when it comes to hoeing and chopping. I'm just left-handed. I can't more. I can hoe just a little bit right-handed, but not much.
Well, I'll be. Isn't that strange? You write with your right hand.
I write with my right hand. Do everything with my right hand except hoeing. And
well, that's very unusual.
Yes, it is. And I have to sweep left-handed, too. You know, I have to catch my broom and mop left-handed.
I know that's very unusual.
Yes, it is, but I'm left-handed.
Hmm.